CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're with Maureen Quinn, and she's with the organizing committee for the Daffodil Campaign. It's that time of the year again, so welcome, Maureen.
Well, thank you. I think it's a welcome time for daffodils, too. After the storm we've had recently, I think people are looking forward to sunny days and flowers again.
Certainly, the daffodils remind us of the sun. Now, you're on the organizing committee for the borough of Lennoxville and some of the surrounding areas. So would you like to clarify that?
Yes. In Lennoxville, in the borough of Lennoxville, Barry, Cookshire, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, and surrounding area, we have a unique way of selling daffodils because we canvass the people in our communities. We have volunteer canvassers who will contact people on their street, in their neighborhood, in their community to take the orders for the flowers, for the daffodils. And then we arrange either for delivery or for people to come to a central location for pickup. I want to mention in the Sherbrooke area, it's done a little bit differently. So this is why we consider ourselves to be unique in that we do the canvassing, because we find that we reach people directly, and as a result, we get a number of orders for the flowers.
Okay, that's good. So people need to be aware, if you live in the Sherbrooke region, the daffodils are sold at different booths around the area. And if you live in Lennoxville, Hatley, North Hatley, Cookshire, Barry, Milby, and a few of the other areas, there are canvassers. Okay, good. Now, you mentioned that this daffodil campaign has been going on for, is it 50 years in Quebec?
It's 50 years in Quebec. It started in 1961 in Montreal. It started a few years before in Toronto. Mm-hmm. But in Quebec, it's been going on for 50 years now. And it's brought some amazing results because in terms of survival from cancer, survival is usually considered a period of 5 years. In 1960, the survival rate was 1 in 3, or roughly 33%, whereas in the most recent statistics, the survival rate is now 62%. So we've increased by a huge amount. And part of that is because the money raised by the Daffodil Campaign has been invested in the best research, which has led to tremendous progress against cancer. We know more about what causes cancer, how it develops, how best to treat it, and how we can improve the quality of life of cancer patients, survivors, families, and caregivers. So people can know that besides receiving beautiful flowers, the money that they are paying for the flowers is really getting amazing results.
That is amazing, and the statistics certainly don't lie.
Not at all, no.
Okay.
And I should mention the cost of the flowers, too. It's $10 for a bouquet of 10 flowers.
Mm-hmm.
When you get them, you'll probably find that they're very tightly budded and closed up. And all you need to do is just make a little slanted cut on the bottom of the stem, put your flowers in tepid water. Within 10 to 12 hours, they'll all open up beautifully. And if you refresh the water regularly, they'll last quite a long time.
Okay, it sounds like you certainly get a lot for $10, and you're helping such a great organization, and all the money goes to research.
Well, research, which for the many aspects of dealing with cancer, whether it's in finding causes, finding cures, finding treatments, providing support, it covers many, many areas that help people who have cancer. And their families and supporters.
And their families, good.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we look at the daffodils, we're certainly reminded of spring and how we've helped.
Yes, exactly. And it's interesting because daffodils have now kind of become a symbol of cancer fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just recognized in many, many, many different places.
Okay, that's a great symbol because we not only see the daffodils, we're looking at them, and they're a symbol of hope. They're a symbol of, you know, life isn't over just because you've been diagnosed, and 60-some percent, that's quite something.
Yeah, you're quite right. They are a symbol of hope. And this year in Quebec, we anticipate selling about 2 million daffodils.
2 million?
That's
oh
a lot
goodness.
Of daffodils. You know, if you divide that by 10, you figure how much money we would raise just in Quebec.
Okay.
So that's really very, very good because this is done across the country.
It's amazing. And more people, I guess, buying them every year?
Yes, and we hope they continue to be more and more.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 15 years in the area we cover, we've doubled the amount of money we've raised
Doubled it.
My goodness. 15 years, and we want it to keep on increasing every year.
And how many are you working in the borough?
Well, we are on the organizing committee. Mm-hmm. We're about 10 people, but all our volunteers, whether canvassers, mm-hmm. drivers, I would say it's going to be close to 100 people. There are many, many people who get themselves involved in one way or another. And without them, of course, we wouldn't have the success we do have. So we appreciate all the effort they put in, too.
That's amazing. And I would imagine a lot of the people that help out are survivors. Some are survivors.
Some are family or friends of survivors. Mm-hmm. Others are people who are just community-minded. I mean, we have a student from Galt, is that young, mm-hmm. who is a canvasser in one street, and it goes all the way up to seniors. You know, so it's a broad range of people who are helping out.
That's really nice. Gets the generations together for a great cause.
Exactly.
Good. Now, if somebody wants to purchase a bouquet of daffodils, they're only $10 for the bouquet. And the person to call is Sue, and we're going to give her number, 819-346-8170. That's Sue at 819-346-8170. So we call Sue, and how does it work from there?
She'll take the order and mm-hmm. either arrange for you to pick them up or for delivery to be made, depending upon where you're calling from.
Okay.
And particularly for people who are maybe on a street where we don't happen to have a canvasser, mm-hmm. or maybe the canvasser missed you the day she was going around, do feel free to call and we'll make arrangements for you to get your flowers.
Okay, that's great.
We should mention mm-hmm. the delivery date.
Right.
Which is the 31st of March, mm-hmm. Thursday, mm-hmm. which means people who want to call in to order flowers would have to call in by the 21st, because we have to submit an order for the total amount we need. So it would be the 21st of March to call in your order, and delivery date on the 31st of March.
Okay, so very important, March 21st, that's Monday. That's your last day to place your order, and they will be delivered on Thursday, March 31st.
That's right.
Okay. Did you want to mention where they come from, or the daffodils?
The flowers come from the west coast of Canada, from British Columbia, and it's interesting to know that Canadian Pacific transports them across the country free and has been doing it for a number of years. So it's just another community mm-hmm. participant, you know, or at a national level, actually, who is helping out, too.
That's just awesome. And anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Maureen?
I would just encourage everybody to make sure you have daffodils on the 31st, because they're absolutely beautiful. They brighten up your home, and they just make you feel good.
Yeah, such
so
a good feeling.
So I would encourage everybody to get at least one bouquet.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen.
A pleasure. Thank you.